Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Woo! We're going to work. Welcome to Armed American Radio. Take a listen to this. The company I founded sells military aircraft equipment to Lockheed and other aerospace defense companies in the South. It may seem odd to be in my line of business and yet take the stance that I do. I think guns and other weapons are necessary, but only in the hands of the military and police. Oh, it just never ends. That is from our bonehead of the week this week, and I'll wait to introduce my co-host, and we'll cover a couple topics, and we'll go over the bonehead of the week. But here's how he follows it up. Left unchecked, these lawmakers will take us back to the Wild West days of shootouts at the OK Corral. Where in the world have we heard that before? I'm your host, Mark Walters. Welcome to Armed American Radio. Across this great country, and a dynamite program tonight is going to be my co-host, my special guest co-host again tonight for the entire broadcast, Mr. Rob Pincus. And I'm going to go ahead and bring Rob Pincus in right now. Rob, welcome to Armed American Radio. I want to get you in right off from the get-go, my friend.
Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Let me tease some phone numbers here real quick, Rob. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Or you can tweet me at twitter.com/AARMark. And feel free to chime in. It's going to be a dynamite program, Rob. We got a good one lined up tonight, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited about it. We've got Sheriff in San Diego, or maybe the next Sheriff in San Diego County down there in California. We've got Gabe Suarez, of course, world-renowned expert combatives trainer. And then you and I get to talk a little bit, which is always fun.
Yeah, and we've also got the roundtable with me, you, George, and Morgan Boatman coming up, which is going to be really fun because, interestingly, you are coming to us live tonight from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Absolutely. Been here, I guess, a little over 24 hours now and, already got in a CrossFit workout and met up with some guys and tried out some of the restaurants yesterday and today, and even went over to the SHOT Show area and made sure the SWAT magazine booth was set up. So we're already in the SHOT Show mode out here.
Yeah, and going to be real fun because, well, at least for the roundtable anyway, Dr. Eimer, Gabe Suarez, myself, you'll be there. We're all going to be converging on Vegas tomorrow, actually, at about 12 o'clock is zero in time for me anyway, and we're going to get together for dinner and have a lot of fun and talk about some really cool stuff and see a lot of fun things at SHOT 2010 this year and bring it all to listeners next week. And we're going to, heck, we'll be bringing it to listeners for the next several weeks, what we can put together out there at SHOT. So I'll tell you what, I got a lot of fun news stuff. Rob, you want to hit a few of them first before we get to Jay?
Let's do it.
All right, check this out. It was a great news week. I'll just read the headline. 30 years of global cooling are coming, leading scientist says. America's caught in an icy grip that, for one of the UN's top global warming proponents, says could mark the beginning of a mini ice age. I'll leave it at that. You make up your own mind. We've had some fun with that for the last few weeks. Oh, that's really something else. But check this one out, Rob. Kansas City, Kansas. Police are investigating a double shooting at a car wash. On Friday morning, investigators said a man washing his car at a Shamrock car wash when two men walked up and tried to rob him. Police said the man was washing the car. Who was washing the car shot the would-be robbers. One of the shooting victims was transported to a hospital from the scene. One of the robbers jumped into a waiting car and drove off. An ambulance was called to a convenience store and to take that victim, robber, to the hospital. Concealed carry permit holder in action. You got to love that one, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, the idea of him being a victim, that's a little bit of an insult to, I think, common sense, but the press is what it is sometimes.
It really is. But, we want to point that stuff out because this is how they eke their way into our lives, and they've been doing it for 40 years. But we want to point it out. That's why we're here. They're not victims. The victim prevailed in this particular case. And incidentally, shooting sports, NSSF has got some great headlines out there. The health care bill and firearms. Pro-gun forces were successful at inserting language into the Senate health care bill that prohibits the collection or disclosure of any information regarding the lawful possession or storage of firearms and ammunition in the residence or property of a gun owner. So that's a positive in that legislation. I don't like that legislation, but at least there's something positive there, you know?
Yeah, there is. And you know, we have to make sure that we're not taking small victories that are placating or at the expense of you know, much larger losses. But that's one that certainly is nice to have in the legal code.
It really is. And this one here is rather interesting because, you know, Harry Reid is in trouble out there in Nevada. And most of the pundits, anyway, on the major networks, if you want to believe the major networks, but most of the polls are showing that Harry Reid is in for the fight of his life and more than likely will not survive his fight out there. But take a listen to this. Early poll numbers suggesting Harry Reid will face a tough re-election bid next year. His likely opponent was endorsed by the Brady campaign. His likely Republican opponent was endorsed by the Brady campaign. And they're not. It's unclear whether the endorsement was legitimate, because this is the way the Bradys play games. You know, to make it look like, well, I'm not going to vote for him if the Bradys endorsed him as an attempt to get him in. This is the way the enemy camp plays politics. But here's something very interesting. It should, if he should be unseated, Rob, in the midterms in 2010, the two likely candidates to replace him as Senate Majority Leader are Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin.
Yeah, it's not. It's really kind of a no-win situation for us, and as long as the majority stays in the hands of the Democrats.
Yeah, you know, the NSSF is, of course, reporting that we would then be more likely to see anti-gun legislation move in the Senate if that were the case,
right.
And we all know their record. So, man, as much as I don't like Harry Reid, you know, Harry Reid has never voted against our gun rights, which is very strange. It's kind of a weird thing out there. I can't stand him and want to see him go. But boy, I'll tell you, when you're looking down the throat at Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin, that's pretty scary. Here's another one here. December background checks on firearm sales. 1,407,155 checks in December 2009, ranking the month third highest of all time in NICS checks. It's a 7% decrease from 2008 December. However, it's an increase of 14.4% over checks in December of 2007. So the trend continues.
It does. Last year, we know, it was an election year, and there was a huge spike in retail sales, firearms, ammunition, everything. And, of course, we saw that reflected in the prices and availability of ammunition last spring and summer. Things have gotten a little bit more back to normal. But just last night, some of the other industry guys I was out with who are more involved in the retail side and the product side than I usually am were talking about how the wholesale numbers from late last year were actually competitive with 2008 for a lot of companies. So while the trend on gun purchases for the individual owner may not be as high as it was, the retailers are still spending the money to get the materials in stock because they know people are going to want to go out and start shooting again in the spring and in the summer, just like every year.
Yeah, and ammo prices are coming down too. I was able to pick up 500 rounds in a can at a local gun show a couple weeks back, you know, reasonably priced, about $125. And that was 9mm, and 40 ran me for 500 rounds about, I think it was 135. So, you know, prices are starting to get back where they were before, and you can get out and start enjoying it, especially when times are tight. But, you know, a lot of interesting stuff going on, some local stuff going on around the country. Virginia, you guys up in Virginia, Oklahoma, you guys got some news going on too. A lot happening. Virginia, a lot of legislators are back in session right now, very important. They are in Georgia here. Virginia delegate Scott Lingamfelter has introduced legislation to repeal the Commonwealth's one gun a month law, which would be great to see.
Absolutely. If you know, we've got a situation in Virginia. Virginia has always been a real conservative group in terms of history and the majority of people that live in Virginia. But unfortunately, like a lot of states on the East Coast, especially in the Northeast, you end up getting the politics and some of the laws dictated by large concentration in urban population centers, which really don't reflect the mindset of the people. So having lived in Virginia, you know, in the 90s and then again living there now, I know there's a lot more people that are pro-gun than a lot of the laws might lead people to believe.
Yeah, so hopefully they're successful up there. And Georgia's fighting a battle now, too. We'll talk about that in a little bit, Rob, when we go over the bonehead of the week. It's a really interesting conversation. It happened to be local. and hopefully that bonehead is listening tonight because we're talking directly to him. Also, one more real quick before we get to Sheriff candidate Jay LaSure. Applications and approvals for concealed weapons permits in Michigan, that's right, Detroit, you're listening right now, doubled last year as more than 73,000 people up there in your neck of the woods sought to obtain or renew licenses in the 12 months ending June 30th. And 66,446 out of those 73,000, Rob, were approved, according to a recently released state police report. That compared to 33,411 apps and 26,578 approvals in the preceding 12-month period. So really, really positive news up in Detroit. Rob, hang in there with me. Candidate LaSure, bear with me. As soon as we come back from this break, we will bring you in. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back.
Want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
And I got to tell you, I love that. That John Young is something else. I've been saying that ever since we've been running it. Rob, what'd you think of that new intro, too? Wasn't that pretty hot?
That's great. Yeah, I really, really like that. You know what, Mark? I want to... Before we get to our guest, I'm very anxious to get to him, but I want to kind of set the stage a little bit about what a sheriff is. You know, a lot of people don't realize that there's only about 3,000 sheriffs in the U.S. It's one of the oldest elected offices in the United States of America, and it really is an incredibly powerful position. Sheriffs get to do a lot that affects a lot of people's lives, and it may not be on the top of everybody's mind. They're thinking about the presidents and the senators and big picture stuff, but on the local level, there's almost no more important vote you can cast than that for sheriff.
Agreed.
And tonight, we have the opportunity to speak with sheriff candidate Jay LeSueur. Sheriff candidate Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you, Rob?
I'm great. It's good to be here. I'm looking at your website as we speak. I've been looking at it for the last couple of days since I knew we were going to be talking. And, you know, it says there for a safer tomorrow. And I think that's an awfully good motto for someone running for sheriff.
Well, thanks. Thanks much. But it's not just a motto. It's, in fact, something that we're going to do.
Jay, I'll tell you what, we wish you the best out there. And Rob and I are going to fire a bunch of questions at you and get as much information to our Southern California listeners as we can from you tonight. I've torn your website apart, and I know Rob has as well. First of all, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio, and I want to start the conversation off with this. When I announced on the website that you were going to be joining us, I put out on the Facebook, and I think you've seen it, a pro-gun candidate, and in the video as well,
yes.
A pro-gun candidate in California, you bet.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
And, you know, the responses we got from that were just fantastic from people, you know, looking forward to hearing you tonight. So, Rob, I'll let you fire the first question off, and let's get on a roll.
Well, I think the first place to go is taking a look at Jay. You've got a great part of your website that I'm sure is of great interest to all the people that are listening in San Diego County right now and the people that will listen on the archives and on the podcast between now and Election Day. And that section is Tough Answers, and it's Jay's Tough Answers. And I just thought maybe if you could summarize your one sentence, maybe even a one word, quick answer to these tough questions, because I think not just in San Diego County, but I think that our listeners everywhere will get a real good feel for who you are with these answers. You up for it?
I'm up for it. Go ahead.
Great. Should local law enforcement enforce illegal immigration laws?
Absolutely.
I like it. One word answer, and I agree. Should law-abiding citizens be issued concealed carry permits?
Oh, absolutely.
Let me ask you this. I'll ask a follow-up on that because I love the one-word answer, but what's the hardest part for you going forward if you're elected sheriff in making sure that happens in San Diego County? And what will you be able to do to make that maybe easier for people that are there now? Because I know I got a lot of friends in the military and otherwise that would love to be able to get those concealed carry permits in San Diego County.
Well, in California, the sheriff is the one that determines what good cause is for a concealed carry permit. And my feeling is if you're a law-abiding citizen, you're not a felon, and you're psychologically okay, then you should have it. And the sheriff can simply say that the good cause for wanting a concealed carry permit, in fact, is nothing more than personal safety or the safety of your family.
Well, I think that's awesome, and I think everyone who's in San Diego County, and I've spent a lot of time there working with some of the Navy guys and otherwise, I think everybody knows that would be a big change from what you've got right now.
That would be a huge change.
Yeah, I think that it's important to point out that this election for sheriff in San Diego County is not just important for San Diego and Californians. This election is important for all of America. You've heard the old saying, so goes California, so goes the nation, and we've seen that time after time after time, and in various different aspects of politics. But I think it's very important, not just for Southern California, Rob. I know you'll agree with me on that, that this is important for America, that pro-gun sheriffs like and candidates like Jay are out there.
It really is. You know, and the thing is, you know, we've been talking on the radio over the last month, 6 weeks, a lot, and I keep ending up in these places that are thought of as being non-pro-gun areas. You know, I was in Chicago, I've been in Manhattan, I'm going to be out in California actually doing a course in February, and a lot of people roll their eyes, you know, from the Southeast or the Midwest, and, oh, why, how can you go out there? The fact is, there's a lot of pro-gun people in a lot of the states, which, as we were talking about earlier, with Virginia, that aren't controlled by pro-gun people. So, Jay, I wish you the best of luck. What else do people need to know, particularly in San Diego County, about your positions that will help them out?
Well, I think particularly it's very easy to say that the only person who's really, really qualified, I believe, for this position is myself with my background and my experience. Number two, I think that the sheriff is elected by the people, so he ought to serve the people, and I don't see where that's been happening a lot. The people here in California would like a sheriff to go out and do his job, such as Joe Arpaio does over in Arizona. And I think it's a long time coming that we get a sheriff that will say, okay, we're going to enforce the law, we're going to put crooks in jail, we're going to give the citizens of the county the rights that have been basically taken away from them. You know, a recent sheriff in Arizona, his name is Richard Mack, and he made a statement. He says, it's amazing how many rights that are guaranteed in the Constitution have been taken away or had strings attached to them because of state and local government. And that's got to stop if we're going to be the true America that we really should be.
Jay, I had Susanna Hupp on this program last week, and she is an absolute joy. She'll be back many, many times. And we touched on that when you talk about rights. And you touch about it on the website, too. Let's give that out while we're at it. It's sheriffj.org. Sheriffj.org. I encourage everybody, not just in Southern California, but nationwide, and help contribute to this campaign. Send $5 in. This is important to people in Oklahoma, Georgia, you know, Virginia. It doesn't matter where you live, where you are. This is important. And she was discussing the right, and we touched on having to get a permit to exercise a constitutional right. Okay, it's frustrating for everybody, but as she said, we'll take those incremental steps moving forward. What kind of backlash do you expect if you're elected?
Well, I'm sure that there'll be a lot of shrill voices saying that, you're going to turn this into an armed camp, there's going to be blood running in the streets and all this. But, you know, if you look at the states that enacted shall issue laws, the crime went down. And it hasn't proven to be a dangerous thing. It's proven to be maybe dangerous for the crooks, like you were speaking a while ago, about the two thugs that came in and tried to hold a man up in the car wash. He needed help right then. And I have to tell you, you could put a deputy sheriff in every corner and by every home, and you could not protect people. So, you know, I let the shrill voices come out. But the fact of the matter is that the facts speak for themselves, and the facts say that it does not make it more dangerous. And in fact, it says that it makes it a safer community. So, I spent 31 years in law enforcement. I spent 6 years in my state legislature, and every time I voted the way the newspaper didn't like, I got an article about what a horrible person I was. But, you know, the next election I got more votes.
Yeah, and it rolls off your back. That's a great great opportunity for us to go into a break. Rob, when we come back, we'll get in a little bit more detail. And I want to ask you some questions about some of those goofy California laws. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Rob Pincus. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AAR Mark if you would like to chime in on the conversation. And Jay, I'd like to welcome you back. We're talking with candidate for sheriff Jay LeSueur in San Diego County, California. Not really widely recognized as a gun-friendly place, but I've got some stats, Jay, I'll tell you in just a few minutes, a little bit into the conversation about some differences between where I am and where you are. And welcome back. Rob, I want to ask about some micro-stamping and some of the goofy stuff going on out there and get Jay's opinion on it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. I mean, you know, Jay, you touched on your biography. You've got an extensive amount of law enforcement experience and an extensive amount of also elected office experience, and so you've seen some of these crazy things come up. You've worked with the lawmakers, and you've worked with the people that don't understand what happens in law enforcement and what happens with violent criminals and how to curtail that. What's your thought on micro stamping, for example, is a great one.
Well, micro stamping, my last year in the assembly, that bill was up, and we were able to defeat that. And we worked across the aisle with some Democrats that were, in fact, believed in the Second Amendment. And we did a lot of work. We worked on that thing for days upon days upon days, not only talking to other elected officials, but talking to the scientists who had done research on this and what the effect of it was, and trying to convince people that, hey, this is ridiculous. If I go out and I'm shooting at a range and I don't pick up all of my casings, who knows? Maybe one of those casings is going to be found at a scene of a crime where it was picked up by somebody, and next thing you know, I'm accused, and I have no evidence that I wasn't there. These types of laws, this is called incrementalism, and what it basically does is they take a little piece, eat a little bite out of the apple every time they get a chance, and pretty soon the apple's gone. Well, that's just another bite out of your rights, and another bite to put you defensive, and another thing that makes it harder for you to obtain firearms, because that is extremely costly to do that, so it raises the price. So eventually you get to where they basically eliminated your right to have firearms and your right to have ammunition. So to make the firearms extremely expensive, and they make it almost impossible to buy the ammunition, they've basically succeeded in total gun control.
Jay, I should point out that firearms micro stamping was signed into law out there in California by Schwarzenegger in October of 2007, and it was actually slated to begin January 1st of this year, and it's not in effect.
That's right.
Okay, because the technology remains, quote-unquote, encumbered, I should say, by patents. For micro-stamping to take effect, they're saying that it has to be certified as patent-free by the California Department of Justice. But that hasn't stopped, according to the NSSF, the California DOJ from publishing draft regulations for the technology. And, you know, they're going to continue to come after this. And, of course, we all know it's been a miserable failure in Maryland.
Yes, we know that, and we also know that we have a governor out here in California that does not have the courage to stand up and say no to some of these associations and unions and groups that want to outlaw firearms. He's signed into law a tremendous number of bad, bad bills, and as far as I'm concerned, well, I have little or no respect at all for him, and when I served in the legislature, I was there the year he was elected. And he's done everything that he said he wouldn't do.
All right. Well, I'm glad you said that, because now I'm going to jump in that I know your position is obviously very solid. What is his deal? What is up with Schwarzenegger? Why is he doing what he's doing? He's bankrupting the state.
Well, yeah. If you recall, California was about $15 billion in the red when he was elected. And he came to the public and he asked him to pass a proposition that would give us $15 billion in bonds. He'd get us out of debt and this wouldn't happen again. And so he spent that $15 billion, and we're $20 to $27 billion in debt right now. The man cannot stop spending. He doesn't seem to have the courage to veto bills that are costly or bills that are feel good, but they're also bad bills for the public, and they're costly to the public. And if you recall, he said he wouldn't sign into law any tax increases, and he in fact signed into law the largest tax increase in the history of California. So in my book, I trust him about as far as I can throw my Ford pickup, and I have a little or no respect for him at all, because he won't stand there for what is right in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I'll tell you, I trust him as far as I can throw my Dodge Ram, so we're in the same boat. Rob, this guy, you know, Schwarzenegger's coming after your money, Rob.
You know, it is. It comes not only, you know, directly when I'm spending time working in California, but obviously indirectly. I mean, as you said earlier, California is a leading state in this country. Things that happen there end up trickling down, influencing things that happen other places. And obviously the politics of that state and group thought and everything else that go on can affect the national elections, which is unfortunate. Jay, I want to ask you a question that's maybe closer to my personal interest. If I were down there in San Diego County, I'd also want to know specifically what would you do in law enforcement? How would you change the training or the focus or anything else inside of the actual sheriff's office in terms of what the public would see on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis with their interaction with the professionals that are there trying to protect them, that thin blue line?
Well, the first thing you have to do here with the sheriff's department is get rid of bureaucracy there. Go in and do an audit, get rid of all the bureaucracy. Why does a sheriff need three attorneys? We have county counsel. Why does he need all these personal advisors? The problem is he doesn't know the law in California right now, the sheriff we have. And then the thing that's extremely important, I believe, if you call a sheriff's department and you've had a crime committed or you have a law enforcement piece of business that needs to be conducted, then you should have a deputy sheriff show up at your house on your door and sit down and talk to you. And then if it's something that's occurred, there should be a complete preliminary investigation before he or she leaves there. A lot of times that's not happening now, and it's not happening because of the lack of leadership and things such as that. You know, attitudes in the street wash down from the very top, and so we need a complete change there. We need to say, hey, our job is to protect you. Our job is to make your kids safe. My gosh, you know, you got to get past the stage where you can't let your kids go outside and play by themselves because you're afraid of what will happen to them. And we need to start being deputy sheriffs and being proactive and protecting people and be more worried about protecting the public than we are about a good news story.
You know, California.
I agree. You know,
go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know, as I noticed in your biography, you're a graduate of the FBI National Academy. And while maybe people outside of law enforcement don't know what that means, but that's pretty much the height of professionalism and professional education in the municipal and local law enforcement, is to be invited and be able to go out to that National Academy and achieve that. So I applaud you for that, and I think that speaks well of your knowledge of what those sheriff's deputies need to be doing out on the street.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's it is something that I was happy to go and happy to achieve.
Jay, you have, let's assume that you win this election, and I hope you do, you have a very full plate out there, a very full plate, and not just, you know, we're not just talking about firearms, we're also talking about immigration, and, you know, it all ties together, crime control, illegal immigration, and I know you've been endorsed by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I'm a big fan of Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Yes.
And have actually spoken with his staff and asked him on this program. We hope to have him on here soon. Talk to us about how that intermingles together. How are you intermingling? Because you have a very difficult problem down there. And, you know, I've just been told we've got 30 seconds, so I'll kind of set that question up for you when we come into the – and you'll hear some music. But go ahead and start the answer for us.
Okay, when the music comes on, I'll just kind of fade out. But we have two borders here in San Diego. We have the southern border and we have the western border, which is at the Pacific Ocean. And it's like an open funnel of people coming in here, and it's in, you know, people say, oh, you're anti immigration, illegal immigration, you're anti Mexican. No, we have people. If you go and check, we have them from all over the world, from Red China. We have cells of Al Qaeda in this country. And you just Google it, and when we get back, we'll go into that a little more.
Sounds fair to me. Thanks for that. We'll come right back on Armed American Radio with Rob Pincus. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back with Jay LeSueur.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
That's right. We are talking about guns and the right to bear arms. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined tonight with my special co-host, Rob Pincus, who is out there in fabulous Las Vegas. And we are talking with candidate for sheriff in San Diego County, Jay LeSueur. Real quick, 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AAR Mark. My producer, Sean, is kind enough to monitor the Twitter account for us. Jay Rob, I want you both to hear this letter. I'm going to reread this. I got this letter last week from a listener, and it just incensed me. It incensed particularly Susanna Hupp. Take a listen to this. Mark, first off, great show and all that. This past spring, I received my concealed carry permit and with it some words of warning from my sheriff. I don't have a scanner, so I just retyped verbatim the bullet points that were most disturbing, emphasis added. Dear licensee, carrying a concealed firearm is a privilege and not a right. To the best of our knowledge, you are a responsible and law-abiding resident of Chester County, which I did find out in a follow-up letter, guys, that is Chester County, Pennsylvania. As your sheriff and issuing authority, I feel a duty to offer some words of caution. And then the sheriff goes on. It was a female up in Chester County. Jay, what in the world? Carrying a concealed firearm is a privilege and not a right, and that is in a shall-issue state.
Well, that's exactly what I said, as Sheriff Mack said. It's amazing how many rights we have guaranteed in the Constitution that local government and state government have put conditions and strings on. And, you know, but if I recall correctly, and I think I'm right, the Second Amendment says, shall not be infringed. And whenever you get the anti-gun people and the people that want to scream and holler about people being armed, they always talk about a militia and all this. Well, everybody is not a militia. But if you go back in history, you find out, yeah, everybody was. But I just don't think that we ought to be taking rights away from people. And that has just got to change in this nation. I think there are some people that have certain psychological and mental problems that should not be out with firearms, in all honesty. And I think that in California, it's illegal if you're a felon to own a firearm. And I put enough of those in jail that I understand that. But, you know, I had a young man come back and talk to me here a while back, and he was a lieutenant commander in the United States Navy. He's trusted with billion-dollar weapons that go all over the world to protect America, and he was denied a concealed weapon permit. Now, that's just absolutely wrong.
That is, happens all the time. Wrong. It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that letter came in from Chris Burritt, and Chris was kind enough to follow up because he heard us read it on the air last week, Jay and Rob, and it says he sent a follow-up to me tonight that said, Mark, I sent a letter to Sheriff Carolyn B. Welsh of Chester County, PA this week to, quote-unquote, clarify the discrepancies in the letter I received from her, and after hearing Susanna Hupp get fired up on your show, you can bet I will do my part to make her views known and get her out of office if she gives the wrong answers. So, Chris, congratulations up there for taking a stance. And if there's anybody that's going to fire you up and get you motivated, Susanna Hupp's going to be the one. I'm sure, Rob, you'd agree with that. She's something else.
Absolutely. Definitely. I'm glad she's on our side.
Well, if I might just throw one thing out to you. I was on the floor of the State Assembly, and we were debating a bill here some time ago. And a fellow that was up there also from San Diego County was speaking against a bill. And I went over to him and I said, you know, you and I campaigned down in San Diego. And I said, the answers you gave did in no way support what you're doing here today. Didn't you come up here to represent the people that voted for you? And his reply to me was really shocking. He said, I didn't come up here to represent anybody. I came up here to govern. Therein lies one of the major problems we have with some of these elected officials. They forget where they came from, and they never told the truth when they were campaigning. They said what they thought the people wanted to hear, and that is a total lack of integrity and character.
That's the problem that we have on the national level, and I have a very funny feeling. You know, I think we're going to see a little bit of that happen Tuesday, hopefully up in Massachusetts. Just real quick, it's a little bit off topic, but what are your thoughts on what's going on up there in Massachusetts?
Well, I have to tell you, I pray that we take that seat away from the Democrats, because I have to tell you, I served 6 years in a minority in California. I would go home so frustrated most of the nights I was up there because of what was going on. And, you know, we call it the rule of 41, because there's 80 in the assembly out here. But 41 is what it takes to pass a bill. And if you're in a minority, you can fight it like crazy. And we did. We beat some bills. But the problem is, when push comes to shove, the 41 votes are going to beat you, and they need to get those votes away from those people, because I'll tell you what they put out and what they're doing in this country right now is absolutely horrible, and we're going right down the road to socialism.
Well, 2010 elections coming up this year in November, I think this administration's going to get a very rude awakening. And, you know, they're scared right now. They're back on their heels. And, you know, hopefully Brown pulls this out. I believe he had one of the most brilliant lines I've ever heard when he says, this isn't Ted Kennedy's seat.
That's right.
Is the people's seat. And that just, you know, it dovetails with what you just said. You know, really interesting stuff. Rob, it angers me, brother.
Oh, me too. You know, and I think that the worst thing, people were fired up, and you know, the people we know, we talk to, certainly people I'm going to see at SHOT Show, you're going to see at SHOT Show this week, we're fired up, Jay's fired up. What I'm a little bit concerned about is that we don't get all of our other neighbors fired up for the 2010 elections, and of course the 2012 elections, because if we think things are bad now, just wait until that second term. If we have that second term with this president, we're going to see some legislation, especially legislative action, especially if they still have that majority in the Senate, that we're really going to regret, and we're going to regret fast. So,
it is very scary. It's very scary. Jay, you heard us at the beginning in the opening segment talking about Harry Reid.
Yes.
You know, that's man, that one leaves me speechless. That's a tough one. You know, Reid's got the support of the NRA. He's had the support of the NRA for a number of years.
Yes.
And he is bad for the country, and he is bad for Nevada. And, you know, we have some good friends listening to us right now in Reno, and I'm hoping that they do something about it. But boy, I'll tell you what, when you look down at what the NSSF is putting out now, that you know, you got Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin lined up right behind him.
Well, that's one of those, it's almost a damn if you do and damn if you don't situation that you have there. Reid is, as far as I'm concerned, horrible. He's good on one issue, and that one issue is extremely important in this nation. And when you have a candidate that is endorsed by the Brady campaign, boy, that's just that just turns your blood to ice water.
Well, you know, they're talking about that being a false endorsement, and you know, that's just the way these people play games.
Well, yes, absolutely, because you got to look into those things. I've had more false things put out against me when I ran for the state assembly, and also now I'm getting things put out. But you just have to stay on top of it, and if that's untrue, then he ought to get out and do a major press release and throw it right back in their face.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah, I had one put out against me when I ran my first term, said that vote for anybody but me because I was nothing more than a puppet for the NRA. And they didn't know my district. That gained me more votes than they could ever imagine.
I'm sure it did. You know, we get a lot of people that you know, I personally do not believe in one-issue voting. I think that you really do have to look at the big picture. But another thing that I think people need to be really careful about is press release or soundbite voting. And what happens is just because somebody paid the $500 to be the NRA Life member doesn't mean they like guns, doesn't mean that they think the way we do about personal gun rights. And just because somebody gets endorsed, quote-unquote, by the Brady guys does not mean that they necessarily are the person that we don't want to vote for. You know, we really need to have some critical thinking going on when we cast those votes. And I'm sure that the people, you know, in San Diego County are going to be applying critical thinking when it comes to hopefully casting their vote for Jay, because I certainly like a lot of what I'm hearing.
I do, too. Jay, as we wind down, we've got 1 minute before we start hearing some really cool Ted Nugent music, which will take us to the end of Armed American Radio for the hour.
Okay.
Tell us, tell your friends out there, what is it they need to know? Where can we go and support you, and give us some websites and some places we can donate to your cause?
You can go right on a website. That's Sheriff Jay at J-A-Y, sheriffjay.org, and you can go to donate here, and we have PayPal set up there. Or you can contact me on the web email, and I'll send you whatever you want. If you want a donation envelope or what have you, I'll do it that way. Because I have to say, these are tough times for people right now financially, and I have a lot of voters, residents out here that have mailed me $5, $10, $20, $25, and you know, it all counts, and that's what it takes. You know, it's word of mouth, and it's the people on the street that are sick and tired of what's going on that change elections and change the area they live in.
Well, I tell you what, I echo what Rob just said. I'm liking what I'm hearing, and folks, if you're listening tonight to Jay, help out. This is not just a local deal, okay? This impacts all of us across the country, and it impacts our firearms rights, and there's nothing more important. And, you know, you hear that stuff about Harry Reid, who I believe is going to lose in Nevada, now you're looking at Chuck Schumer. Okay, you're looking at Dick Durbin. These people hate you and your freedoms. So let's do the right thing, and let's get out there and support candidates like Jay. Jay, thank you very much.
Oh,
Rob,
thank you so much.
Oh, it's not your first appearance. We're going to follow you all the way through up until the election. And, Rob, thank you very much for joining me in hour number one. You're going to be back in hour number two. And we'll be
Absolutely.
Joined. Yeah, you betcha. And we'll be joined by Gabe Suarez, and we'll have a whole lot of fun. So stick around. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio.
How'd we do,
Network,
boss?
With your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now.